Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
That is me. Thank you very much, Mitch Link. It is Huskies Drive Time. It's Tuesday, 7:30, and we are ready to roll. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. What a weekend we have coming up. What a weekend we just had. What a week we had coming up. It is Michigan Tech against Ferris State this weekend. Let's pretty much just say it as that. Wes is in our studio, too. And this is going to happen more and more now with the realignment of the WCHA. But I love it. And not only do we have three sports playing Ferris State this weekend, but four sports playing Ferris State this weekend. We also have, they're incredibly meaningful games, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, what a fun weekend coming up. Obviously, the hockey team getting back in action after a couple weekends off of regular season play. They head down to Ferris State to take on Ferris, who's number four ranked, and both these teams picked in the top three in the preseason poll in the WCHA. And so, and if I'm not mistaken, the only time these two teams play this year, Dirk. And so big time games, tiebreaker scenarios, all those type of things are going to be on the line this weekend as the Huskies go down to Big Rapids. Our volleyball team is also down in Big Rapids, and then the buses will be passing because their football team will be coming up here. They have a game Saturday. We talked about that. You've talked about that on your show already, but a big football game. The showdown at Sherman Field is the undefeated Huskies taking on the undefeated Bulldogs. Number 13 for the Huskies, number 6 for the Bulldogs this weekend. It's supposed to be great weather. Big-time game. As big of a home football game as we've had since the playoff here in 2004, in my opinion. And then also the soccer teams playing here in Houghton. We actually talked about making this a weekend in one location or the other, but who was going to give up the home games?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody. So it obviously wasn't going to work out for our fans. But can you imagine if, you know, all four were in the same location and, you know, the troves of people that would, you know, go to one or the other location to see the games? It would be pretty crazy. But yeah, football wasn't giving up a home game, especially with where they're sitting at now. I'm probably happy they didn't give up this home game. And hockey, likewise. I'm sure Ferris State's not wanting to give up their only two games against Michigan Tech on their home ice. So that's the way it is, and we're looking forward to a big weekend, Dirk, of Tech athletics. There's lots of other big games going on as well. The Grand Valley soccer game on Sunday is going to be extremely meaningful as well, as the Huskies are in sole possession of first place in the league right now, ahead of Grand Valley, which is amazing. Grand Valley's been dominant in women's soccer for a long time, and so that's going to be a big match, potential playoff hosting implications, those type of things.
So much going on, and like you said, the weather looks like it's going to be just wonderful for the weekend. Can't ask for anything more for this big weekend of Michigan Tech sports. So let's get to it. It's coming up. We'll talk football. What a great weekend for the football Huskies last weekend, and hopefully another one coming up this weekend.